Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, back with more news, information, conversation, help with you. This is aimed at putting farm issues, food issues, family issues together in a program that is helpful according to many. And this is the aim of the program. Get your family farm working more smoothly, give you ideas on how you can make life better on the farm and become more productive on the farm. We're going to talk later on with another graphic designer, a web person, because as we all know, this is a very important thing, having website, social media presence for the modern farm. That's something that can be very helpful. Meanwhile, in the news department this week, the news is in, the figures are in, the totals are in as to how many chicken wings were eaten during the last Super Bowl, Super Bowl 57, apparently just short of 1.5 billion chicken wings were eaten during the Kansas City-Philadelphia game. One might have thought that it would have been cheesesteak and not so much chicken wings, but my question comes on the number of chicken wings that were available, given the fact that the avian flu spread wider and wilder this past year, and apparently is about ready to come back in again. This is a new reality for people who are running chicken farms, and I think the number was 45 or 50 million chickens had to be destroyed during the outbreak last year. 317 commercial farms had a problem. 47 different states treated this. I think, it looks like 58 million birds were culled over the past 10 months. So now 15 states have reported in the warmer parts of the country that the outbreak is back again. So one would wonder what this year is going to be about. But when it comes to these people crowing about how many chicken wings they sold, one has to wonder, where did these chicken wings come from and were they really chicken wings? As long has been rumored, KFC is not called Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because what you're getting isn't really fried chicken. It's bits and pieces of other parts of the chicken, not the chicken meat, if you will. So that's something I guess we can wonder about that until the cows come home. I guess I wonder how many ribs, speaking of cows, how many ribs were eaten during the Super Bowl as well. Okay, next item. The situation with right to repair. This is becoming a real fly in the ointment for lots and lots of farmers. It's outrageous what is happening and what has happened. So in Colorado, they took the bull by the horns, if you will, and they are going to have the ability to repair the high-tech equipment without needing expensive dealership technicians and the ability to get the tools and the parts and the digital information to you and the independent shops that may work with you so you can diagnose and repair your own machines. This is the height of arrogance, and John Deere is at the top of this pile. I don't understand. I look at auctions all around the country all the time, and I see more John Deere equipment up for auction than anything else. Is that because there are more John Deere tractors, or is that because more people are upset with John Deere and wanting to buy some other? I'm going to guess that it's probably a combo of both. At any rate, I'm looking at other states that are trying to do this. The fact that we have this problem, it's when you get into the high-tech corridor, and by the way, it's not just John Deere, it's Steiger as well. Steiger has been a problem. When your tractor conks out, the manufacturer doesn't want you to make these fixes. And so here is a guy, I was looking at the story of a man who was fertilizing, and he was stalled for 3 days because he couldn't get anybody out to take care of the problem with his new tractor. This farmer said, quote, his name was Danny Wood. They have us over a barrel. It's like we're renting the equipment rather than buying it. This guy bought a tractor for $300,000, and he can't get it to run. For 3 days he waited, and that's why these people are so angry. Never mind the cost of the repair bills, but the fact that you have to wait on these people during your busy season. They have a monopoly on the repair market, and so the bill's sponsors here are getting down to the nitty-gritty, I'm talking about the states themselves. There are eight states. I just mentioned Colorado as one, but there are eight states that have introduced legislation to fix this problem. The right to repair bill, this needs to be, and we've seen this sort of thing. Apple is another one of the problems, those are some of the people that have opposed the right to repair laws, the Fair Repair Act, as it's known in some of the states. So let's see if we can follow this a little more specifically when we have time. But the two biggest culprits, according to all the farm information that I have from various sources, I have four or five sources that I use every week to cull information. John Deere and Apple are the biggest ones. They're trying to make it hard for you as owners of their equipment to repair. So isn't it awful in this country? We have to fight. And Apple has opposed the right to repair bills in most states. Nebraska is hot on this. There's a bill in New York that was reintroduced. The group isn't large enough in some states yet, the advocacy group, to push the legislation through. And because the John Deere folks and Apple and the other people who don't want you to repair your own stuff, they're the ones that are keeping this from passing. And let's see, what other states do we have here? Just as a matter of course, 20 state legislators are looking over proposed laws that will help guarantee you access to parts, instructions, diagnostic material to repair your tractor. And again, the tractor is what's most important to the farmer, but smartphones are also important to the farmer. It's been a growing problem all across the country for the last year or two anyway, and I'm glad to see that we are making some progress. I mention John Deere all the time, but Steiger is another one that has that really is a problem here. American Farm Bureau Federation supposedly made a deal with John Deere, but looks like there are all kinds of holes in it, so they still, you still have a problem. That's it. Bottom line, you have a problem. Okay, let's continue our pursuit of knowledge here with Danny Mauch, who's a graphic designer from Farm Web Design. We'll get to that in just a few moments here. A focus on you and your health. Always important for me to talk to you and to remind you about how safe it is to lose weight the natural way. You're a farmer. You're on the farm. You know that you're interested in, for the most part, your own healthy body. You want, it's the old expression, what you eat is what you are. You're made up of the things you eat, and which point your body ought to be all healthy. There shouldn't be any drugs, no medications, that sort of thing, especially if you're trying to lose weight. This is the healthiest supplement with side benefits galore. Calitrin is the name of the product. Getting you healthy the right way, Calotren, the internationally acclaimed weight loss formula. You won't have to worry about stimulants with this product. You won't have to worry about any drugs. Just proven ingredients that help with your weight loss, keeping the weight off, that sort of thing. And when you weigh less, you have less wear and tear on your joints, that sort of thing. You'll sleep better. It's all, there's nothing but good that comes out of this. No side effects whatsoever. So get a hold of them by going to toploss.com, their website. You can connect with a counselor that will help you with your weight loss program, give you some advice. Buy the product now. You get up to four bottles free with other purchases, plus free shipping using the Doug code at toploss.com.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Back now on this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce you to Danny Mauch, who is a graphic and web designer. Farm web designs are his specialty. In fact, his website is farmwebdesign.com. So I want to focus here on why farms need a website. Farmers need social media. Is it an age thing, Danny? Is it that you find in your work? We've had a couple of people on the program the last month or so that have been talking about web design and how important it is. And I don't know that I've asked this question before, but it seems intuitive to me. I'm asking the question. Unfortunately, there's an assumption with it that a lot of the people that are using web design and graphics and stuff on the farm are younger. Am I right or wrong?
So I think a lot of that depends on your audience. So my clientele is specifically agritourism-based. Yeah. So a lot of the time it's like grandma or mom and dad looking for something to do with the kids for the day.
Right.
So in those senses, I feel like I'm actually designing for that demographic. I'm trying to make it seem playful for kids, but at the same time, my ultimate demographic that I'm marketing towards is mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. So I'm trying to make it as user-friendly for them as possible while still appealing to kind of like that childlike wonder of what you can find on the farm.
Are you a farm kid?
I have worked on a farm. I actually grew up in the suburbs, but I'm a big Halloween haunted house person. So I got to work on Eckert's Farms in Belleville, Illinois, working their Halloween haunted hayride.
It's interesting you would say that, because on my farm, you can go to my website if you weren't pointed in that direction, Eastley Farm, EASTLEIGH, EastleyFarm.com. This year, for the first time, we're going to take on that Halloween thing on the farm. We're also going to do a Christmas thing, because the audience in my neck of the woods were very suburban and people don't have this experience, never mind being around the animals and stuff, but doing some of these other things. So I'll be picking your brain as we go through this experience here. Danny Mauch is here on The American Family Farmer.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Danny Mauk, the web designer from farmwebdesign.com. So tourism, is this really, is agribusiness now synonymous, Danny, with agritourism? Does it have to be? Is it? Is it headed in that direction? What say you about that?
So I feel like it might be. So most of my clients were now marketing directly to those customers, trying to get them more involved in where their food comes from, how they can get involved in their communities with food, growing local, buying local, things like that. So I feel like there's a big connection between the community itself and the farm in that sense, and I think that's what is at the base of agribusiness and agritourism. I think when it comes to marketing to this crowd, I feel like it's all about how they can be involved, what they can benefit from it, what knowledge they can learn, and how they can reconnect with the roots of growing roots in a way.
The roots of the roots. Well, that's kind of that good farm jargon anyway, if nothing else. So agribusiness, the bigger, if you're And this program is not for huge agribusinesses. As a matter of fact, I delineate frequently the difference between who we are talking to and who other big outfits are talking, because they're talking about big. You know, it's, remember Sonny Perdue, that flat-footed moron who was the Secretary of Agriculture. I have nothing but disgust for him. Frankly, under the Trump administration, this guy did so much, he was so corrupt. And one of the things that he said, especially to dairy people, was you got to get big or you got to get out. What kind of an agriculture secretary would say that? Supposed to be encompassing or encouraging agriculture no matter what size the farm is and how big your business is. So in terms of growing your business, you have techniques? Have you learned over the years that this works better than that? I know you're trying to solicit business here. I got that. But give us some tips as to what you've found that works, the kind of thing that works most successfully.
So I think with each business, one of the key things you have to do is actually find out who your audience is. And something that I found very useful with that is all of our websites that we build, we install Google Analytics. Mm-hmm. And that allows us to get to know who our clientele is, who's visiting the farm, who's searching for us and maybe not making it to the farm. So kind of, you know, what information we have to tailor to them, how they interact with our marketing materials. So I kind of feel like it's not so much about the size of the farm and who you're marketing to as getting into the community. So at a basis, with farming, we're about feeding families, feeding our community, and I think that's who we're actually marketing to. So big or small, I think that's what we have to look back on at the end of the day is who is our clientele and why are we feeding them? What are we providing for them? What do they need to learn about where their food comes from?
So one of the things here that is important is to understand agritourism has become a means to an end. And I want to talk about that because, you know, in the old days, when I grew up on the farm, nobody was touring the farm. We were milking cows. We were boarding horses. We were growing corn, some of it for consumption in the local markets, but not on the farm for sure. So the focus has changed, and that's kind of what we're focused on here as we continue on the American Family Farmer.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll be making a decision about his playing career soon enough. Rodgers just spent time in a darkness retreat in Oregon and made his first interview appearance on the Aubrey Marcus podcast since emerging from the darkness. Rodgers says he's not looking for somebody to tell him what the answer is, as all the answers are right inside him. The general manager of the Green Bay Packers says the team's feelings about quarterback Aaron Rodgers haven't changed. He told reporters yesterday all options are on the table in regards to a trade for Rodgers. He didn't have any specifics and said the team needs to have a conversation. A San Antonio woman who was caught smuggling drugs in a car full of kids is heading to federal prison. Carrie Lastera was pulled over by Bexar County cops back in 2021. They found $2.5 million worth of meth in her car, next to two children. Court papers show she was working as a driver for a drug gang. This week, a judge sentenced her to 8 years behind bars. Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week. Doug Steffen in a conversation with Danny Mogg, who is essentially the second generation web designer, in a manner of speaking. Farmwebdesign.com is his website. Your dad started all of this, though, right? Your father and a couple of other people he was working with. Is that how this got started?
Yeah, so he actually started working with Jane Eckert of Eckert Farms in Belleville, Illinois, to find solutions to help farmers market themselves on the web. This started back in 2008. So at the time, the web world wasn't quite as big as it is now. Mm-hmm. And they were finding a solution that was both economical and easy to use for farmers that are new to tech, new to the web world, and also, you know, giving them guidance on what they need to include and how to do so.
As this has changed over the years, what are you finding? What's your company finding that has changed so much? You were just talking, you just made sort of a reference to it in a way. I keep differentiating between agribusiness and farming, family farming. I don't want to assume too much here. You explained that your business is trying to find economic solutions and branding, because the internet and social media become so important, is a part of it. Am I to assume, and I don't like to do that, so I'm asking the question directly, that these farms, the hundreds of farms that you have, are not all involved in agritourism? It's a way that you help people, but it doesn't mean you have to steer everybody in that direction. I don't want to give people the wrong idea.
Yeah, that's correct. So we have a mix of clientele, anyone from like ranchers, CSAs, farm markets to the agritourism side. And so in the web world, because it's always changing, we're always adapting, trying to make sure that we're reaching through to the audiences that need the information or need the access to what we're selling. So like even during the pandemic, we were finding new solutions on how to do so. So that could either be online ticketing for the agritourism side, or that could even be building e-commerce solutions for like our dairy farmers, our CSAs, for our ranchers. It's kind of cutting out the phone calls and the things that kind of make the day-to-day business difficult, you know, connecting with people via phone, jotting down notes. If you can do that online, you're kind of cutting out, you know, ugly handwriting and, you know, quick little notes of like, what did I mean when I wrote this down? So,
yeah. Tell me, bring me to, again, I'm on your website, which is farmwebdesign.com. And tell me which of your, clients here, and I'm not trying to get you to pick and choose and to embarrass anybody, but which one, rather than ask you which one is the best one from your perspective, which one have you had the most fun with, or which one has had the most impact of all of the hundreds of websites that you have? Can you point us in the direction of one or two that people can look at and say, wow, look at that?
Yeah, so something that I think is kind of fun, Richardson Adventure Farm in Spring Grove, Illinois. They are a farm that we have just kind of watched flourish over the years. And it's just amazing watching what they put together, what they come up with, and figuring out the best ways to share what's going on at the farm. When we started working with them, they were focused mainly on their adventure farm and Christmas tree farm. Mm-hmm. And just seeing how they develop, seeing how their website develop has just been fascinating. We've been exploring different ways to kind of change how people navigate their site, making it more visual rather than focusing on text. So it's a lot of sharing the experience of what the farm has to offer rather than telling them. So we've been including a lot more photography, a lot more videos. We've been using aerial maps to show off their sunflower and tulip festivals. It's just been a lot of fun. And what I think is really entertaining about it is when we first started talking, we missed a lot of the information in our initial phone call. So we built a website and we're like, oh yeah, we should probably talk about the fact that we have, you know, an entire Christmas tree farm, or we should talk about the fact that we're doing a huge corn maze and we're the largest one in Illinois. And so it's just kind of fun thinking about the things that your customers need to know versus what you want to tell them. So it's important to kind of look at your website from your customer's point of view as well as, you know, from a business point of view.
So other than the obvious, how do you tell that your strategy is working because business is improving? But are there other more subtle ways of people knowing almost from the beginning that the connection with you and Farm Web Design is an appropriate one, a winning one, a good one, a strong one? How do you know? Because a lot of farmers don't have a lot of money to throw at this stuff, and they're going to be cold feet fast if it doesn't work quickly, right?
Yeah, so I think one of the quick ways to tell if your website's effective is if you see a reduction in phone calls asking questions. Because one of the things that we tend to see on building a new website is building a frequently asked questions page. And if we can actually answer those questions and reduce those phone calls and reduce people emailing us those questions, that's a sign that people are actually checking out the website and making it to a point where they're answering their own questions and you're not dedicating staff to do so.
But, Danny, do people think that because of the farm they want the hands-on approach? That's what one of us – well, I was thinking about a conversation I had with somebody not long ago in this sort of basic general realm. We want people to feel connected. And how connected can you feel online in a flat screen versus actually being at the farm? This is, I don't want people to think this is a strategy for knowing more about the farm, because in fact you're trying to get people to go to the farm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I think whenever I like start looking at a new farm to work with, the first thing I want to do is try to get what the essence is of the farm. Like, what will customers experience when they get there? So We start doing the storytelling through the content, through imagery. The imagery for me is the biggest thing, because people start to see other, you know, happy customers interacting with, you know, your staff, what you have going on the farm. And that's the best way to establish this connection. And I feel like because each farm is so unique, there's different ways that you can include textures and color and just, you know, sometimes humor or sophistication, depending on your clientele within your website, to get them to kind of, you know, fall in love with the idea of visiting the farm. I feel like there's just so many different ways to do it, but I think it's really important to kind of find that voice and establish that voice when building your site.
If nothing else, conversations like this help to get people on the farm to thinking about the new age of farming versus what may have been when your father and I were growing up on the farm, what it was like then versus what it's like now. It's the new world order, frankly. Danny Malka is with us here on the American Family Farmer. He's a graphic and web designer. You may check out, you're encouraged, actually, to go to his web site, farmwebdesign.com, to see how it may work for you, in a manner of speaking. We'll be back with a few more minutes in focus on web design and your social media presence in just a matter of moments, as I said, right after these words on the American Family Farmer.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Danny Malk here with Doug Steffen on the weekly American Family Farmer program. So you've been working with farmers for about 20 years. It looks like your dad got started with it, and these websites that are probably, when you look back at what you started with, I think you mentioned it a few minutes ago, as a matter of fact, how things have changed over these 20 years. There's so much involved in the, in visual, you know, because I'm in the radio business, I'm interested in audio and being able to tell the story by painting words, pictures, that sort of thing. I'm looking at some of the web design for various farms and markets and agritourism, Christmas trees, how people use the farm. Do you want to have a maze, as we were mentioning a few minutes ago, is your specialty apples? Can people have events on your farm? All kinds of the stories are as different, the myriad of stories, you know, as many farms as there are, there's a different story for every farm. So that requires you to really dig into an understanding in order for it to be effective. You got to know what's going on that farm, in that town, and that area before you got any real success, I think. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah. So there's a lot of digging that goes into it. And I think we typically start with like a farm survey just to get an overall feel. But I think it's really, you know, talking to the farmer, exploring their social media, seeing how their customers interact, what they're finding exciting about the farm, that really tells us, you know, what we need to include in our websites.
Mm-hmm. And it's different. I don't see much dairy here. I'm looking around. There's a lot of tourism. There's a lot of veggie stuff. But because I'm a cow guy, I'm always interested in, I do have agritourism on my farm. I do have a lot of adventures. Youngsters and families come to see the animals, the chickens and the ducks and the cows and the donkeys and, you know, whatever other unique things that we have, to enjoy the ice cream, but just to learn about farming. My goal in doing what I do, I have a bovine sanctuary as well. What I do is to care for the animals and to teach people why it's important to understand the animals, why they maybe need to care. It may not be about just big animals, but animals in general, the sensitive nature of our relationship to the animal world. And these kids come up today, they just, you know, when the pandemic started, youngsters were, they, you ask them, where's the food come from? They tell you the grocery store. And it was a learning curve for people to understand quickly that they better find out where their local farm is, because otherwise they're not going to have any food. And that might have been a time. Did you see a big surge in your business because of the pandemic?
Yes, actually. So because everybody was kind of stuck indoors, we were still, you know, using the internet to find out what's out in the world. So it was a lot of, you know, trying to figure out if there's some place that I can still go outdoors and enjoy my life during this time of everything being closed.
Right.
And also a time of, you know, what can I still access, like shopping wise, like with the e-commerce solutions, how can I buy, you know, local milk when I still can't go into the stores that I used to visit?
Yeah.
So the pandemic was really interesting. As, you know, many businesses were having to shut down, you know, just due to access, it seemed like many of our farmers were, you know, being resilient and finding solutions on how to still reach their audiences. So,
well, solutions is what it's all about here and with you. So I encourage people who have been excited to listen to you explain your business to find you, Danny, at farmwebdesign.com. This is a public service. I'm not getting paid to tell you this story. I'm enthusiastic because I want to tell the story that helps you tell your story. And that's certainly what the new age of journalism and websites is all about. So, Danny, thank you. Best of luck to you and your family at farmwebdesign.com.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Doug Steffen here on The American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour is the Good Day Health portion of the program continues. I'm Doug Stephanie with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner from Salt Lake City. He helps people not only there in his community but around the world through the good offices of this program. He's got lots of important things to tell us. And one of the things that's going on in his own life and his wife's life is the passing of his wife's brother. And the reason that this is significant has to do with COVID, or maybe more specifically, Jack, has to do with COVID, with ways of dealing with COVID. And it seems to have played into your mantra of how bad these vaccines can be, whether they're bad for everybody. The general consensus is that there's not enough known about them, but they became, it's like everything else, people... There's a cycle that folks go through, and they get wrapped up in the threads of, okay, well, this is something we have to deal with, this issue, so this is how we'll deal with it, and this is conventional wisdom, even though it may not be correct conventional wisdom. So what's the story? What happened to Mary's brother?
Well, he's a retired dentist living in Oregon, and we don't know why, but for some reason he went and got the, and I don't know shots. Which one, mm-hmm. The shot, the vaccine for COVID. And he's always been a natural type of individual in that he clearly understands that nothing beats the majesty of Mother Nature's immune system
yep.
we were born with. Mm-hmm. And there's more and more research coming out all the time that says, yeah, we have to admit there's nothing mankind can do to the human immune system that can beat Mother Nature. And when you look at the startling numbers of deaths of these young men just dying suddenly, anywhere from 15 to 25, 45 years old, perfectly good health.
Are they heart-related, those problems?
Yeah, the myocarditis. And if they survived the heart attack, their hearts are going to be terribly weak the rest of their lives anyway. And, of course, it traces back to the vaccine, something that's being suppressed to some degree in mainstream media, but it's starting to leak out because the numbers are overwhelming. So with that having been said, her brother Mike is the fellow who introduced Mary and I together 25 years ago, something like that. And he and I were friends, and then I finally meet his sister through him. And for some reason, he decided here last fall to go ahead and get the vaccine. And his wife told us from the day he got the shot, he started getting sick and got sicker and sicker and sicker and finally passed away a couple of weeks ago from a massive heart attack, which is one of the things that is reported very heavily with the CDC. In fact, the CDC is reporting more adverse reactions since the vaccine came out there at the end of 2020 and, you know, was there all through 2021 and 2022.
You don't read that in the conventional news media.
You have to go to the CDC themselves and start looking at the statistics. More adverse reactions since the December of 2020 when that shot came out than the last 30 years of reports of adverse reactions all put together. So what's happened is she said there was no issue about it. He was sick right after he got it. He went downhill and finally had a massive heart attack. So I'm bringing this up only because people just need to study this stuff an awful lot more than they should. Yeah. And when you look at the history of the FDA and you look at the history of the CDC and the history of Fauci's involvement with these things, I find it almost difficult to believe anything these agencies have to say anymore. And, you know, and not just them, the Justice Department and what's going on with that, the CIA and what's going on with them, as all these whistleblowers and the FBI, the whistleblowers that are starting to come forth. And I think this is one of the reasons why there's so much vaccine hesitancy in this country right now, because more and more people are hearing these, not just hearing these stories, because obviously they're anecdotal, but they're starting to research and go to the sources themselves. And there's the Vaccine Adverse Reaction Reporting System through the CDC, and it's the people themselves or the hospitals or the doctors or the nurses or whatever else that write these reports that take up to 30 minutes to write one report. But the word is getting out. You need to research this before you do it.
All right, the shot focus here, and the shot's not from Jack, but it is a shot of info that's worth considering for sure. All right, Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, here on the Good Day Health Program. Doug Steffen with a focus on your health and well-being, which is a very important part every day of the Good Day Program.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.